today's subject, and Sed's going to be in on this letter as well. Today's subject is dealing with coward stepmother / sorority sister. Okay, here we go. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. Another crazy one, right? I am writing to you to ask for advice on how to deal with my father's wife. My father has lived a double life with my mother for 25 years and has 3 children with her. He is married. He has been married to his wife for the past 9 years. His wife definitely knew that my mom and dad were together because my mother and his wife now talk on the phone. As time progressed, I grew distant from my father because I would see his lies. My father ended up having 2 children with his wife and did not tell me or my mother. I found this out on my own by doing some research. Following the surprising news, I began to search for his wife because I knew my dad would never allow us to meet. At the least, I wanted to meet my siblings, so I sent his wife a message on Facebook and asked her to speak to her in person. I went to her job to speak with her in person, and she quickly denied talking to me and called the police so I would leave. 4 years later, I found out that she is my Sigma Gamma Rho sorority sister, and I am definitely passionate about my sorority, so I sent her a Facebook message one more time to ask to speak with her and to attempt to meet my siblings. She didn't respond, but called my father instead and told him that she was going to press harassment charges on me if I did not leave her alone. How can a woman, a mother, and a soror be so negative and heartless? How should I handle this situation? Should I just act as if she and my siblings never existed? Going to my father for answers is out of the question. Wow. Well, I mean, this is definitely a mess right here. It's a mess, and I'm sorry you're in the middle of it. I'm sorry you have siblings that you don't know, that this mother, this woman doesn't want to speak to you or answer any of your messages, and I'm sure it was devastating news to you, but the bottom line is you're probably going to have to leave this alone and let this go. This woman, unfortunately, does want to have anything to do with you. She wants nothing to do with you. She's not trying to hear it, whatever you have to say. She doesn't want to hear it for whatever reason. And young lady, you're just going to have to accept that, unfortunately, soror or not. You really will. She doesn't want to deal with you. She's called the police on you for harassment. So right there, it should let you know that possibly you should leave this alone, and you should leave it alone. I think you should leave it alone, go on with your life. Maybe you can reach out to your siblings at some point, if that's possible. I'm sure you want to meet them, but her, you're getting no love from her, and she doesn't want anything to do with it. Sad.
Yeah, you know what? You know, this is one of these situations where, you know, she got to, you know, the thing is, she got to deal with her daddy on this. This is her daddy's mess, you know, and, that woman don't know her like that. You know, you can't be calling expecting her to explain. And if the father was messy with her family, he messy in their family. So, you know, everybody's dealing with this situation. You got to start the root of this evil is get to your daddy and say, look, man. Look here, I need to understand what you all about so that I can give the note of my family and my brothers and my sisters, whatever. But I can't harass her or expect her to understand this. But he's going to have to step up to the plate and go, look, not only do I have these 2 children by her, but you know Gerald that used to come by here? That's your brother. That's your brother, too. And
Gerald? You know
this boy here, this daddy right here, messy. He one of them people that got kids all over. He probably was a truck driver or something. But he got kids in several different places. And this ain't the only other family that she gonna have to deal with. So your Facebook page and stalking,
your Twittering,
you got to be let that part go and go and deal with your daddy. Tell him that's out the question. That is the question. That's the only question.
What happened, daddy?
How many people's daddy are you?
Yeah. But his wife and her mother are talking on the phone now.
So if they talking, how come she didn't know that the other kids existed? If they talking.
I don't know.
You got to, yeah.
What is they talking about?
Maybe that's not what they're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, they Facebooking friends too.
He a cold soldier though. If they just talking, they communicate.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
He ain't talking to nobody. He ain't on none of the social networking systems.
He ain't nobody friend in Facebook.
Right? Yeah, you can't find him nowhere. Ain't nobody figured out where he at all.
He might have another family somewhere. The third
I know he do.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.